tonight. I would not want to go down the lane of all that has been said. I just want to make it clear here that, yes, we are mourning. Yes, we are sad. But it is time that we act. And what I mean by this is, for several months, most of us members of parliament in this room know or have heard or witnessed a discussion that was clearly said that Sierra Leone is prone to disaster in terms of climate change. What am I saying? That was a clear signal to all of us to start putting our house in order. It could not be done real quickly as is expected, because what has been done has been done. People had built their houses and you couldn't just go move them all along. But what I'm trying to say here is, yes, we are mourning. Yes, our hearts are heavy, but it is at this very time that we need to start taking action, that we need to start gearing ourselves up, because honestly, members of parliament, it is not over yet. Let us be real. We are sad and we do not want this to happen again, but it is not over yet, because most of us in this room, or all of us, are hearing from international radios and broadcasts that it is not over yet and it might happen again. And so the issue here for me with a heavy heart is, what can we do individually and collectively so that if there is another occurrence, we might be able to shape it down a little bit so it will not hurt as much as it has hurt us now. So please, inasmuch we are not casting blames, we need to start thinking. As a House of Parliament, the second body in terms of executive powers, let us put our house, you know, let us think. Let us create a think tank to say, how can we do things differently? What are we going to put? What mechanisms are we going to put in place so that if there is a landslide next week or the week after next, it will not be as grave as it is right now? On that note, to the people of this country, our heartfelt condolences on behalf of the House of Parliament. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chief Fasoluko.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, what happened in this country at Regent on Monday, the 14th of August, touches nearly everybody. I come from Kono, and I want to let this parliament know this morning I have also lost more than 10 people from my chief in this incident. I want to join Honorable Ellen Koyembe, Honorable Ibrahim Bundu, and Honorable Ibi Kagbo to start to put emphasis on actions, lessons that we have to learn, and to also see how much attention we can pay to law and order. It is high time we start to pay attention to land use planning in this country. We have to know where people will live. We have to allocate land for agriculture. We have to allocate land for forestry conservation. And there should be no-go areas for human habitation. In this world, I said this very recently while we are trying to approve the board chairman of the National Protected Area Authority. Our relationship with the environment is symbiotic. If we don't look after the environment, it will never ever look after us. I've heard about predictions in CNN about the rainfall pattern in the coming weeks. As far as I know, Sierra Leone has a one rainy season and one dry season every year. And July, August, to some extent of the current years, we are having more rains now coming up.
What is the problem? Is anybody's phone near the mics?
More rains coming up. We used to have maximum rain in this country in July, August. But strangely enough, We are now having more rains in the last 2 weeks in September as well, which is strange. I don't want to take much time, but this incident also happened in what I want to refer in my speech here or my contribution here, something known as a catchment area or an watershed area. My concern is we've lost people, we've lost properties. But from what I heard, that there are still over 600 people we've not been able to account for. And this is happening upstream. Because of the amount of mudslide that came down from Mount Sugarloaf, displaced a lot of water downstream that made an extra or responsible for the total floating or the flooding of downstream. I'm also being told most of these people that live in these communities are surviving on springs, water that comes out of rocks or stones. And now we have over 600 people unaccounted for. I'm not an expert, but I believe it's our time we tell those people from Motomo, from region down to Craptown in Lumley, to be very careful about what they do with this water until we are sure what will happen at the end of the day. On behalf of myself and the people of Kono, I want to join the government to extend our sympathy. It's sad, but we have to learn lessons from this and take strong actions. May their soul rest in peace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honorable members, I'm really devastated and confused at this moment because I was in the UK mourning the loss of over 800 people in the Grenfell Towers, and I heard this news about Sierra Leone. Particularly, my constituency is seriously affected. I want to join colleagues, members of parliament, to send condolence messages to the bereaved families, to other colleagues, members of parliament. And I want to end by thanking the government, the police, the military, the ONS, the volunteers, of course, the able people at the mortuary who are looking after these bodies, Sine and Dr. Ruiz and all the other health workers. I want to say thank you to you all. And to my people in the Upper Dwazak and New Glenville and Smiler Town. I want to say let all take heart. All is not lost for those who survived.
Honorable JK, next. Yes, next, yes. Honorable JK, you're next. 2 minutes is up.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
We have to keep to the 2 minutes.
Speaker, honorable members, I want to thank this honorable. I'll join my colleagues in thanking this honorable.
Please keep to the time.
For setting aside this special moment to offer tributes to our compatriots who lost their lives. Indeed, my constituency is affected. The Kolbot, Kanike Wharf, Lower Race Course, and Kisibuk. They lost properties and houses. Only one life was lost in my constituency, but properties worth millions of leones being destroyed. I want to offer condolences to the family of all those Sierra Leoneans who lost their lives during this mudslide. Special condolence to my colleagues from the Mountain Royal, Honorable Pateba, and Honorable Amani, who suffered the greater consequences of this tragic event. It is indeed a loss to the nation. Sierra Leone is mourning. We want to appeal to people who are making mockeries, sending naked photos on social media, to please cease from doing so. This is sad. No one wants to see their families' naked pictures.
being posted on social media. This is time for us Sierra Leoneans to show solidarity, to show respect for our fellow men. Let us love one another and respect one another. And let us stop the blame game. This is not politicking time. And for the donors, the monies are coming. I listened to BBC this morning. The European Union is sending money. And the reporter asked, who will this money be going to? They said the money will be going to NGOs and NGOs.
Exactly.
I want to let people know that these monies, the donors, you're hearing all these figures. These monies are not coming to the government of Sierra Leone. These monies are going to the donors.
And to members of parliament as well.
They are not coming to members of parliament.
Yes.
Let us understand. This is a crisis. And when donors are sending monies, people are quick to say government to account for these monies. These monies are being sent to NGOs. Do not blame government for monies being sent or these figures you're hearing. I'm appealing to all Sierra Leoneans, well-meaning Sierra Leoneans, take support to the victims. Take the support directly to these victims, to the site. My constituents have lost properties. They've lost everything, school uniforms, books. I'm appealing on their behalf also. Whatever you can, please support the needy.
Thank you.
Send support to them. I thank you.
Honorable Fodegado Yoke.
Speaker, naturally, I like talking, but not on this particular occasion. I speak with very heavy heart. To me, people will say it occurred at the Sugarloaf Mountain, where the Honorable Pateba is representing, where the Honorable Amani is representing, where the Honorable JK is representing, and so on and so forth. But to me, it's a national disaster. And therefore, we have to approach it nationally. No time for politics. This is not politics time. Every other Sierra Leonean, as far as I'm concerned, is directly or indirectly affected. Your cousin, your auntie, your brother, your friend, you name it, must either directly or indirectly be affected. But let me take this portion of my tribute to appeal to all of us Sierra Leonean, especially so those of us who are using the social media. I am greatly disappointed. Why? These are healthy people who went to bed overnight. And unfortunately, they found themselves in this unfortunate situation. You look at their predicament. You take that picture and send it to the WhatsApp. You are not sympathizing. You are provoking. You are not sympathizing. You are provoking. Honorable members, Mr. Speaker, I speak with heavy heart. When I see these pictures, I said to myself, oh my God, are we sympathizing or are we mocking the people? These are the last people. We give them their last respect. Let us respect the dead. Nobody wants to end that way. Let us stop politicizing what is not politics. Very soon, we are coming to politics. You are red and green. Period. I tell you what you do good. I support what is not good. But for now, this is not politics. It's time for us to sympathize. It's time we are on a national crisis and therefore has to be. Having said that, let me appeal also to the government that whatever is going to happen, let it have a national face. When it comes to committees, let us have all sides be represented so that we can all put hands on deck and do the little. Directly or indirectly, I may not be helping the Honorable Amani if I'm going to donate something to the people. Maybe my people are staying there. But we have to respect the Honorable Amani having set up his own committee to give him that necessary support so that those necessary relief will reach the beneficiary. To us all, what has happened, they are victims. And to me, the victims should be the direct beneficiary. Let me just deviate a little from what the Honorable JK did say, that those monies are coming to NGOs and NGOs to do their job. It is our responsibility to oversee them. They are working for the people of Sierra Leone. They are working for the people of Sierra Leone. For instance, let me say, if yeah, we should monitor
them. They must
them.
Be ready to answer to this parliament.
Yes. We should
they
monitor them ready. And ensure that it reached the beneficiary.
They must be ready.
So having said that,
they should not have a field day.
The messages are the same. On behalf of myself and the people of 068, we do sympathize with
order.
Our colleagues and all the people who have lost life and property. We hope their souls will rest in perfect peace. And let me round up by saying that, please let us stop posting negative pictures. We know we can post things that are going on. XYZ have done XYZ. But those naked pictures of the dead, let us stop posting them. Thank you very
and
much.
And those stories misinforming people, as particularly so if we are members of parliament and we are not sure of certain stories, we should not assist in disseminating them as members of parliament. We cannot criticize the public and be guilty of doing the same things. So as members of parliament, we have to also make sure that we are very responsible. Honorable members, you see the clock. I have less than 5 minutes for all of you. It's less than 5 minutes for all of you. One minute, Alassane, 1 minute. Just sympathize and sit. 1 minute. 1 minute. Yes, I will take you for 1 minute, but 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the 14th of August demonstrates the fury of natural disasters. It shows the fury of what people always trivialize, that's Mother Nature. Mr. Speaker, what I am personally going to say here is that we don't want a recurrence of what happened. We cannot control it, but we can control the damages, the level of destruction, and the level of devastation. Thereby, I am asking that we try to evacuate people living along those prone areas. It's worth it, and it's more than worth it. Mr. Speaker, the display of victims' bodies is not only wrong, it's not only, morally despicable, but it's also a disgrace. That also calls for the control of social media. Control of social media is all over the world. In other countries, if you put anything that has to do with terrorism, whether you appraise their conduct or you talk anything in their favor, it's against the laws of the Western world, you'll be trapped. Also, if people put anything on social media that's unpatriotic, they must answer the questions and they must face the full force of the law. We can use social media to strengthen our democracy. We can also regulate social media for some of these vices that we are seeing. On that note, Mr. Speaker, on behalf of my people of Constituency 96, I want to extend my deep felt condolences to people that have lost their lives and their families. And I also had some flooding in Pamoronko. I ask my people to take heart and let God bless Sierra Leone. Thank you.
Honorable Mohammed.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker.
1 minute.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Surely we all come from God, and unto God we shall we all return. What happened on the 14th was unbelievable. Therefore, I say to the dead, may your souls rest in perfect peace. To the widows, to the orphans, the homeless, and widowers, and everybody else, I say, please take heart. You are now all asking questions. Where am I going to live? Who is now going to pay the school fees? Who is going to feed me? But you know what? I don't have the answer, but Allah has the answer. May God help us all.
Dauda. 1 minute.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. As a nation, we are mourning. And as individual family members, we are also mourning. But as we mourn, let us have hope. Hope that there is a God, and the good God cares about us all, and he will see us all through. Amen. May the souls of all the faithful departed rest in perfect peace. Mr. Speaker, the issue of the media has been discussed extensively. And I must...
Order, he has 30 seconds more.
Yes, I must touch on it.
30 seconds more.
That it is unheard of, it is bad, and it is only happening with us, Sierra Leoneans. And we are getting the feedbacks from our people from the diaspora. Every now and then, all in negatives about our country. Are we Sierra Leoneans? It will have been you, it will have been me. I don't think any one of us would like to see any of our relatives, our friends, our family members being displayed on the social media like that.
Thank you.
Please let us take heart and let us tell those people that are against this nation that this is Sierra Leone, the only green, white, and blue that we are proud of. May God have mercy on those who are doing those evil things against our nation. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Daniel.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, very shortly, my heart is broken for just two reasons. During this landslide and the flood, I lost confirmed 85 constituents. Confirmed. And three families unverified at that time. But the things that break my heart most, out of these 85, not three, not even up to three, were recoverable. All of them died at the heart of that Sugarloaf. They cannot be recovered, even as I speak to you now. The place is so deep. Secondly, one of those victims was at the police cell. On Sunday, I did all I could to free him. He must not sleep there. I succeeded, secured his bail. He went home the following, the same night, dead. May their souls rest in peace. Thank you very much. I'm impressed by the response of my constituents at home and abroad. Their response have been very much encouraging so far. And also I want to thank all of them for their support and also for the support of government. By the time I went there, the president and the vice were already gone, meaning they were proactive enough. They went there even earlier than mine. So I thank you very much, and God bless Sierra Leone.
Singapore. And then you, and then the minority leader. No. Singapore, you are jockey, right? Jockey. And then the minority leader. 1 minute.
On behalf, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, on behalf of constituency 078 and the people of Bont Island, I wish to join His Excellency the President, the government of Sierra Leone, and this House of Parliament to express my sincere and heartfelt condolences to the families of these disaster victims. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I only wish to state at this point that in the future, no more should we allow our disaster victims to be displayed like that. You know, I think this nation has the capacity to provide body bags. You know, the way these victims were piled together, the way they were scattered all over the place, we did not respect the memory of these victims. So I crave the indulgence of the Republic of Sierra Leone that in the future, when anything of this sort takes place, let's go all out to provide body bags. Let's go all out to provide body bags. At least to hide their shape. Some of these victims were displayed naked.
It's
unfortunate.
That is not the
case. It's extremely unfortunate.
May their soul
and all the souls of the faithful rest in perfect peace.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, it is unfortunate, as all of you have said, that Sierra Leoneans could behave as they have behaved. But all those bodies were in body bags, all of them, from where they were taken to where they were. That was the, what happened was at the point of identification. All the bodies were in body bags. They were not exposed. Body bags were provided for the information of the public. It was at the point of identification. You cannot put them in body bags for identification. That was the point when those things happened. Yes, I just wanted it to be cleared for the public's consumption. Honorable Joki, 1 minute.
It's rather unfortunate as I speak here anyway. I happen to lost 10 of my people.
Honorable Minority Leader, please approach me.
Stepping over there, I paid a visit to them almost after a day or two. Only when I was in my constituency, when I was called upon, that such a disaster has occurred in that terrain. I traveled to the place. Yesterday I was there. In fact, when Honorable Pateba met me there, I spent over 6 hours. As I speak to you now, in fact, I don't think whether those bodies have been recovered. They are still there. So I stand here with a heavy heart that I have lost my people. May their souls rest in perfect peace. Amen. Thank you.
So where would they gather?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want, on my behalf, on the behalf of this parliament, and of all Sierra Leoneans, that we extend our condolences to all of us for this disaster. I say to all of us because in those disaster areas, we are men and women, families coming from all over Sierra Leone. I'm sure no chiefdom, no section, no district or region has been spared. Because Freetown is a melting pot. This is our capital. So every ethnic group, every region has been affected in this big loss. So that is why I say the loss is to everybody. Since Monday, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, we have had condolence messages from the parliaments that we work with in the Pan-African Parliament. The president of the Pan-African Parliament did send a condolence message to the speaker of this parliament for the rest of the members of this country. We also have condolence message from the members of parliament from Uganda, members of parliament from Ethiopia, and also FAO, because we work very closely with FAO in the Pan-African Parliament. So we want to register these condolences. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I have lived in Kamayama for 16 years. I came there in February 2001. I still can remember 16 years down the line how those green belts, those beautiful mountains that we used to see in the morning, the forest that was along the Canigo River, how all those forests went within a few years and they all were replaced with houses. How gradually the forest belt started disappearing and appearing were houses, shacks, and everything you can think of. We have said in this parliament over and over that we depend on the environment and that we are not happy the way things were going. The Committee on Environment, the Committee on Housing, the Committee of Works, almost everybody, anytime we have something to do with environment here, I'm sure we have lamented at the way the environment is fast appearing, disappearing, and settlements are appearing in places that are not fit for human settlement because of these places may be prone to weather conditions and also other natural disasters. Therefore, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, while we mourn, I agree with a lot of people that have spoken before me that we must now take action. It's going to be difficult to take some of those actions, but to prevent any future occurrence, maybe with magnitude, maybe higher than what it is today, we as a Sierra Leonean all have to come together and agree as a project that we now start implementing some or most of our environmental laws. For those places, we visited them these past 2 days. We hope that we will go back again and reset the green belt in most of those areas. We encourage the government to provide alternative land for most of these people, because we are hearing that the cracks in the sugar loaf, the cracks at Gbangbayila, they are deep, and the rains have not yet ended. We have not even seen the 7 days rain, if at all it's going to come, but we pray that the 7 days rain will not come, because it normally comes today towards the end of August and the start of September. We pray that we won't have, but if we do, we don't know what are the activities taking place within those crack areas, especially with heavy torrential rain. Yesterday in Regent, modalities have been put in place to start evacuating people within a certain radius. Don Bosco has offered to take 300 inmates for the next 3 months while government tries to find alternative settlements for those people. So, but also, we saw a lot of assistance coming in these past few days. Financial assistance, food assistance, and other assistance. We are worried about the coordination. We are worried that everybody is not coming in. There must be a central command. There must be a central command so that we take account of the last penny and assistance that is coming and make sure that it goes to the victims. It must go to the victims. When we are given our donation, we ask and appeal that we must fully inform the victims, especially in the registration, because registration is going on now. We don't want people to come from areas that we are not affected to come and register and benefit, because these things are likely to happen. If people are selling naked films of Sierra Leoneans, what else? What other things that people cannot do? So, for the MPs in that area, the councillors and the local authorities in that area, we must ensure that the coordinating team is set and that there is full accountability. I agree that the monies that are coming to the NGOs are not coming to the government, but it is the government at the end of the day that is asked to account for those monies. So the NGOs should be accountable to the people of Sierra Leone. Yep. It is not their money, and every money sent that is coming through the NGOs must be accounted for. Yep. And I will ask the requisite committee here. We have an NGO committee here. We will ask them to go out and ensure that also in the coordinating team, that their eyes are there and to make sure that at the end of the day, an account is given for those monies and those emergency assistance. What we saw is that we must start training our emergency rescue team and put them in place and make them stand by. In most countries that are prone to this type of disaster, they have trained emergency rescue teams. So that in the process, very little lives are lost as a result of the rescue operations. We lack these things. So there are a lot of things we need to do. Let me thank everybody who so far, in their own little ways, big or small, from government, NGOs, individuals, both in Sierra Leone and outside of Sierra Leone, that are working to provide the enabling environment for us to deal with this catastrophe. May their souls rest in perfect peace, and may God avert these things from us. I thank you very much.
Edward, move that chair forward.
Like everybody has said here, these are very trying times. But the Bible says, whilst we are in life, we are in death. That reminds us that constantly we are facing death at any time. In fact, there's a school of thought that says, what is most certain in the world is the death that has to come. So man is most certain about death at all times. Whilst we are certain about death, both the suddenness and the finality of death are the things that impact on us very badly. We wake up in the morning, hearty and hale, we say thanks to God. You are not thinking that you are going to die that day or any of your dependents. But when it comes, the suddenness of it puts you off totally. Above all, the finality of death, you lose a loved one and you see him or her no more. It's not like saying goodbye to a friend who is going on a trip and comes back in the week's time and the reunion starts again. So the finality of death is which we are now grappling with. When we went to bed on Sunday night, we never imagined we'll wake up on Monday morning and a few hundreds of our compatriots are gone. On behalf of government and the people of Sierra Leone, on behalf of this house, we want to send our condolences to the bereaved families. Like other speakers have said, no region has been spared. From the tributes we have had, we've lost people from Kano District, we've lost people from Bond District, and every other district is represented in this calamity. All we need to do is to console ourselves and hope and pray that we will not have another reoccurrence of this sad situation. But the extent of the calamity, like other speakers have said, can be reduced by our own actions that we take now. 2 years ago, when there was such an occurrence in Ghana, they did not wait. They implemented measures immediately to prevent another calamity or the extent of it. And that is what every honorable member has called for, so that we can go into action and make sure that the extent of future calamities or occurrences are reduced, we will definitely not afford to have the extent of this thing repeated in this country again. Ebola came, we did not lose 300, 400 people overnight during Ebola. This is one calamity that has taken over 400 people one night, and 600 people are still unaccounted for. And it's sad to say that 600 people are unaccounted for. Ours is a very small country. Where are those 600 people that we cannot still account for? If they were alive, they would have come forth to be counted again. But the fact that we are still saying they are unaccounted for, that's a military acceptance of the phenomenon they explain as missing in action. Missing in action means you have died, but they do not know where exactly you died, and they cannot account for your body. So that does not give us some comfort at all. The problem we have to grapple with now should not be politicized. We should make sure that those places are vacated and the people relocated elsewhere. And we hope that in future, when they say that this is a no-go area, people will not joke and go to those places any longer. As we have seen, the blame game has started, but like everybody has said here, this is not a time for a blame game. We should put our shoulders to the wheel and ensure that we take care of the dead. It's unfortunate that people are joking. Even in reading the news, people, there are times you hear that we are not going to repeat this phrase because it will cause some havoc to those who cannot withstand it. It is much more pathetic to have displayed the pictures of those people in our WhatsApp, on the telephone. We even understand that there are those people who are now selling those pictures on the streets. Those are people who should be arrested and taken care of immediately. There is no criminality much more serious than that. Whilst we send condolences to the bereaved families, we pray that God will give them consolation, God will continue to provide for them, and we pray that this type of incident will not be repeated in this country again. We wish them well. We hope that they will take heart and continue to pray to God. Thank you very much. We work here like the minority has said.
There is a suggestion for a motion against those selling and or parading the pictures
on the streets.
Not just on the streets, parading them, because it can be on social media.
Okay. So I want to move a motion that honorable members, that whoever is selling those pictures or parading with them, they'll be arrested by the police.
In any way, shape, or form.
Parading whatever with shape, them in whatever shape or form, that the police should be mandated to arrest them immediately and bring them to book.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I have a second?
Order, no, let him be heard, please, Mr. Leader. Yes.
That's the part of the motion.
Okay. Yes. So that's where we'll start, but it's part of the motion. So then the police will take it to the next step.
Okay.
But the motion is that anybody caught selling,
parading, doing business, whatever form of business.
Whatever form. Displaying the pictures. On the same point, yes. So at least let us get a good motion. It's better for
us. This is just for the general public. Just so that people don't sit there and say, oh, they just decided on that. Let the public be warned, and that people transferring those pictures from your phone, if you are caught, you fall under the ambit of this law.
Yes, definitely.
So let the general public be warned henceforth.
Yes. If it is sent to your phone, you delete it. You don't forward it. The moment you forward it, you will have participated in the process. Any seconder to that motion? Madam? Any seconder to the motion? Madam Minority Leader, are you going to second the motion? So let us get it from the mic.
I second the motion.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, the question is that anybody caught selling those pictures or parading them in any way, shape or form, be it by transferring them on social media, should be arrested by the police. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it. So it becomes law. Mr. Smith, order. Mr. Smith, SLBC, where are the reporters for SLBC? You make sure it goes now on air, now. So whoever gets the pictures, you delete them, because if you participate in the process and the police arrest you, you will be charged to court. That is the decision of this house. Honorable members, I want to thank you very much. Yes, I've done that. We've resolved for the tribute. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Honorable members, I want to thank you very much. Order! I want to thank you very much for your contributions and participation. I know everybody had wanted to contribute, but because of time, it is impossible for everybody to have said something. So we take it that all of us have said something. And I also want to, on behalf of the speaker, who is unavoidably absent as he's out of the jurisdiction, and myself, to also join all of you in the tribute that has been paid. But I also want to mention specifically a clerk of this house in the person of Koko Fele. I saw him on action myself. He was on ground. He's a staff of this house. So I want to take the opportunity in making mention of his name specifically. He was in the front, like all other frontline fighters, the military, the youth. He was there in his own protective gear, ensuring that he participates in the process. And he also lost people. And he had acted and participated in the process for hours before he realized that his caretaker and his family were all gone. So he did it not because they were a part of those that died, but he was there as a citizen doing his own service to humanity. So on that note, honorable members, the question is that the honorable members of this house do pay tribute to the memory of our compatriots who have been called to eternity by God Almighty following the flood and mudslide disaster on Monday, 14th August, 2017. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Motion of tribute by honorable members of parliament to the memory of our compatriots who have been called to eternity by God Almighty following the flood and mudslide disaster on Monday, 14 August 2017, has been carried.
There is also a suggestion, honorable members, at this point, that this parliament move to the scenes at Lumley and Regent. If it is acceptable, it's also been suggested that we do it in the morning, start with Lumley and then move towards Regent. 10 a.m. First, is 10 a.m. good? And considering the terrain at Malama, it will be difficult to use the bus, considering the terrain. And so if that is the case, I will suggest that we meet at Lumley. I will suggest. Otherwise, if we say we meet at Parliament and take off from here at 10, we will be late. So can we say we meet at 10 at the Honorable Minority Leader's place? Not everybody knows there. Okay. Well, then the Lumley Hospital. Because she's on the main road. Lumley Police. The Lumley Police is too. We want to go inside. Order. There is a suggestion from the MP that we meet at the hospital.
Hospital, it will be better along the line.
So, yes. And then, so honorable members, at 10, we will be there. So we take it that those who are not there at 10, yes, and because we will have to come back to Regent. So if we don't start on time, those of us that will be going for prayers will be late. So at 10. What? Honorable Rocks, what? At 10 o'clock, we should be at the hospital. At 10. Tomorrow morning at 10. So from when we finish with Malama, we come to Regent. 10 o'clock. No, 10, please, because of the time. Parliament sits at 10. Parliament sits at 10. So the time is 10. And honorable members, I was tempted to adjourn the sittings for tomorrow at 10, so all of you will be there. But in any case, I'll adjourn the sittings to the 29th of August. The 29th. No announcements. Honorable members,